Hello, J2?
Yo, what's up, man?
J2.
Speaking of paralyzed people, here I am.
J2, ladies and gentlemen.
Fuck yeah!
Cowfuckers are going to be like, how did you know that that was J2?
What's up, guys? How's everything going?
Yeah, J2. We're good, mate. What can we do for you today?
Hey, what can you do for me? I don't know, man. Mr. Number 2, don't tell me it's going to be Jason 2, man. Don't steal my J2 now.
No, you can have that. It's yours.
Awesome. And today is June 2nd, you know. 9 years ago today, I was still able-bodied and still riding my skateboard and bike, playing the drums. And
yeah!
unfortunately, tomorrow will be 9 years since I've had my spinal cord injury. So can we have a boo for that?
You want a boo or you want an aw?
Aw.
Yeah. I don't have aw.
You don't?
Oh, I did have aw. What was a boo? Look at this bullshit, so give him a boo. Man.
You're getting booed in the 1930s.
It is 1930s. Here you go.
And speaking of that great monkey business, that's actually good monkey business that they're testing those computer chips on monkeys first before they implant them on paralyzed people like me, you know?
Oh, so you're saying that you wouldn't put the chip in there so you could get a free marshmallow?
Just for a marshmallow? No, probably not just for a marshmallow.
Think about how awesome that would be, because you smoke weed, correct? J2, allegedly?
Yeah, but I...
Think about if you're hanging out Xbox 360 and you're in deep in the game, you know what I mean, you ain't got no chance to move a hand, and you can just will the arm to come over and put a marshmallow in your mouth.
Well, my arms work, so...
Oh.
I know they work, but
you'll be... I'm saying if you're playing Xbox, and I believe Xbox 360 uses both hands.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah,
true.
And you're hungry for a tasty marshmallow. Bob's your uncle, thanks to a baboon.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Even though I'm sure it wasn't a baboon. Because they're evil and they would never do anything to help us.
But yeah, I'm so busy promoting my Rollathon 2008, you know, rolling across Illinois State, 200 miles, 7 days.
Yeah.
I'll be leaving July 4th, still looking for some sponsors. I have found some supportive sponsors, if I can name MK Battery is going to be supplying me with power.
So you're not powering yourself, you got a battery.
Yeah, I got a power chair.
That's real. How fast is this power chair? What kind of speeds are we talking here?
We're only talking about 9 miles an hour, man.
That's all right.
J2, is this the thing that you sent pictures of?
Oh, that the Rollathon is to raise money for that dune buggy that I sold pictures or that
I
sent you pictures of. Yeah.
I'm gonna go ahead and put that picture up on RadioFaction.com
of J2's dune buggy.
Yeah, it's almost complete. Basically, right now, I'm just waiting for the hardware for the joystick and the motor, which is going to control the steering. And then, Bob's your uncle, I'll be jumping over cars again, man.
Sounds like a good time to me, huh? Head out to the dunes in your buggy?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Older, man. Sand dunes, Indiana dunes over here, not far away from us. And maybe try to make it out to California, you know? We'll see how it goes.
What are your other sponsors?
Frog Legs is another one of my sponsors.
What do they do?
They give me free wheels and suspension for the front of my chair.
Megatron.
Yeah, totally. I'm still looking for more sponsors, man. Hey, I could use an energy drink. Where's Fusion at?
Yeah,
let's
where is Fusion?
Get me rolling
at?
Across, you know, Illinois State with the quickness.
Yeah,
and
we need to get
great,
J2
yellow
energy.
DC shoes, man. DC is like the only company that makes yellow shoes, which would totally match my riding outfit.
What size are you?
I'm 11 and a half.
I might be able to get you some shoes. I don't know about them sponsoring you, but I'll get you some shit.
Well, you know, all I'm looking for is some shoes, man. I don't need money. I know some athletes get money. I just want products, you know.
I'll see what I can do, all right, J2? What's the website where people can go to help you out if they want to?
You know, check out j2rollson.com. And everybody else, you know, if you're into action sports and you want to check out some guys who are, you know, disabled and still into action sports, I'm sure you got some disabled listeners out there. They can check out extremecharing.com.
Mm. Do you actually, when you go to these events, is there disabled whores or, you know, disabled ladies?
There's disabled ladies, but 85%.
I mean, is there such a thing as a disabled whore? Can you be a disabled whore, or do you have to tell somebody to help you be a whore, so that means you would have a whore assistant? Kind of like Bitch Chocolate.
I guess they could be a whore that just needs some assistance, you know.
What do you meet disabled girls out there at these events, J2?
No, there isn't many girls at the event.
Because as you know, ladies and gentlemen, I know J2 pretty well. Your penis works, correct?
Correct.
And you have a couple of moves that you've invented yourself.
Yes, yes.
And, and I'm just thinking to myself, if you've got a disabled friend, you meet their girls.
Oh, man, two disabled people in chairs. How's that going to work, man?
Well, she's got a hand. She can give you a hand job, which cures ass cancer.
Well, that's true.
And you can't get herpes.
Yeah, that's,
you got to stay safe, J2. You're reaching status here, celebrity status, and I'll tell you right now, speaking from experience, yeah. It's tough out there on the streets, J2, and herpes is a disease that is out there, and it's growing, it's spreading the nation, and there's no coming back from that, as the illustrious words of Tupac, or Biggie Smalls, one of them, there's no coming back from that.
So speaking of girls, I was wondering, I heard Tara Takedis on earlier, I was wondering if I could ask her a question.
Yeah, fire away.
All right, hey Tara, what's up? First of all, you're beautiful, and it's mega sexy that you're in action sports. And as you know, I was an able-bodied action sports athlete before my injury. And say we went out on a date, and things kicked off and everything was awesome. And by the end of the night, you noticed, I had a little lump in my pants.
Hmm.
I was just wondering, what you would do about it.
I'm going to suck it for all I can.
Oh, that's awesome.
There you go.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, nice. Well,
J2 rolling with the punches there, ladies and gentlemen. A little bit of humor there by J2. Well done, dude.
Yeah, well, let me just give out a shout-out to Cottonmouth Kings and all the King Click listeners out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and everybody check out, j2rollson.com and powerwheelchairracing.com. We got an event going on this weekend out in Chicago on the 7th, so if anyone can make it, drop us an email or just meet us out at the trails.
Good shit, brother. I'm going to play some Cottonmouth Kings just for you, all right, crack?
Hell yeah, man. Thanks a lot, dude.
You have a good one.
All right, later.
J2, celebrity on the Jason Ellis Show.
Do you think Tara get mad that you play that sound bit?
She hasn't spoken to me since.
She's probably pissed.
What do you think?
Yeah, she's probably mad.
Where's the Weed At? Sounds like a good song for J2, huh?
He knows
where the Weed At. There's no doubt about that. But
did Gina Carano, did she win that fight by a rear naked
choke?
No. But she put the other girl.
She did put her in a rear naked choke, but the time was up. And then when they didn't bring her out for another round because of her face.
Yeah, she was pretty beaten up. Yeah. Did you say she was coming on the show, Gina?
Yeah.
When?
You like her, huh?
Yeah. What do you think my chances are with her?
I think, I don't know if she has a boyfriend anymore, but I know she did have a boyfriend. She's kind of a boyfriend, kind of a girl.
So you're telling me that they're really good?
I'm telling you, you don't really have a chance in hell.
Even if she didn't have a boyfriend, my chances still aren't high.
I don't know. Why wouldn't you?
I don't fight in the UFC.
She doesn't care about that.
Yeah.
She's a really nice girl. She's hot. She's got huge boobs. I feel weird talking about her like that.
When is she coming on?
Next week sometime.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about her then.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Final calls after this. Oh, what the fuck? Oh, man. I hate when I fuck things up. I don't usually do that, do I?
No, never.
Yeah. Well,
it's the first time.
On the Jason Ellis Show.
I was uploading all my pictures to Shred or Die so people can see pics from the from the birthday party. So if you go to shredordie.com, my page, and you'll see some pictures from the party, and I'm still uploading them, so they're coming in.
Tony Hawk's Demolition Radio. Tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 Pacific. Action.